there will be people who say that because of your own experience within your life that your views are emotionally clouded. Do you think that's true?
Am I emotionally involved? Absolutely I am, yeah. Am I able to take a dispassionate view of this? I hope so. You know, I've been in public life now for, 16 years. There are many issues I come across that I can take a fairly dispassionate view on. This is a matter which, yes, I have got very, very painful and very personal experience of. But do I think they have a net benefit to society? In many aspects, yes, they do. You know, they have many, many things that they do and they believe in, I think, are good. So they believe in the family as a unit. But, and that was the other issue I meant to mention, was around the issue of breaking up of families. If, for example, you're the husband and you have an issue with the brethren and you are effectively thrown out from the brethren, you are required to leave the family home. I know people who live in Bedfordshire who have, their wife has been separated, the children have been separated. There's a case of a chap who lives not too far away, whose wife has been required to remarry, you know, and he is out, he can't see his kids. You know, he gets letters from his young children telling a father what an evil man he is. You know, the impact on families is just not right. And that's probably the worst thing I can say about the brethren, their impact on families.
How has it impacted on you, do you think, having had to leave your family behind?
Well, for 30 years, I've put it to the back of my mind. It had a major impact on me for the first 5 or 6 years after I left home. It makes you a pretty strong person when you've got to basically grow up by yourself. I'm very fortunate today. I have my own family, which I love dearly. I wouldn't change that for a second. But do I have regrets about separation from my own family all those years ago? Absolutely I do, yeah. And my daughter has got 9 cousins. She's never met them. She's never met her grandparents. She's never met her uncles, her aunt. And I simply because I don't agree with the doctrine that my parents followed.
Has what happened to you affected your outlook on religion?
Well, I still regard myself as a Christian. I have to admit that I have some problem belonging to a organised church, if you like. So yes, that scarred me. And there were so many things that were done in God's name, in my experience, and to me, to my family, and to others that I know, that does leave a lasting scar. I distinctly remember when I was 14 that a elder within the brethren had been to see my father, who had the temerity to write to his father, who had left the brethren in a split in the 70s. I have no idea what the letter was about. I never saw it. Anyway, he was in trouble for having contact with somebody who wasn't in the brethren. He was effectively excommunicated for a period of time. I was 14. I have a brother who's a year younger and a sister. We were required to leave our family home and go and stay with another brethren family. I knew this was fundamentally wrong. And if this has happened today, social services would have been straight in there. Something died within me then, and I just knew that what the brethren were following, their doctrine and edicts were just fundamentally wrong.
Do you think that was the key to what then made you rebel?
Yes.
Later.
But I go back to what I said. Even today, I still have no idea why I was effectively excommunicated. I don't know why. I'm sure somebody at some point may tell me. But.
So your blog, which is quite outspoken, regularly talks about the brethren, like you're doing to me now, and you get responses to that. There was a letter that was on there recently which referred to you as being dead within your own family. Are you surprised that you get that reaction?
I've been receiving a lot of correspondence from people I've never heard of writing to me, telling me about their experience. So I've had a lot of information about how people have been treated, and sometimes simply heart-rending stories of how families have been ripped apart. But equally, I've had a number of communications from brethren on the main, from those that I knew when I was in there. They have been very polite and very courteous and very decent. But I have had some which I would put into a very different category of being very threatening and quite upsetting. I know through painful experience that when the brethren decide that they're going to go for somebody, they do it pretty brutally.
You're speaking quite openly and publicly about your past.
Mm.
What are your hopes then for the future in speaking out publicly?
I just hope that this is an opportunity to put right a terrible wrong which has been perpetrated on a lot of people over many decades. I don't hold huge hope that it's going to change overnight. But given the fear of people who might wish to leave, of losing their friends, their family, their homes, their jobs, that if we can open this up to a little bit of public scrutiny, it may give some people an opportunity to actually make a choice. Now, as I come from a libertarian conservative point of view, that you start to tackle the rights and freedoms of religious belief with extreme caution. But I think this is a group which is beyond that. And I cannot see how they can carry on claiming to have public benefit, claiming substantial amount of state aid in terms of gift aid and charitable status. It does grieve me that I pay substantial amount of tax every year, and some of that goes to support a sect that I violently disagree with.